Hello, hello. Welcome to my podcast. I haven't been on here in a long time, so I'm glad to be back. So today, I would like to say I will be reading from John 3:16, and I will be speaking on the time traveler of lesson one, part one of my, I would like to say my new podcast, but it's not really new, but I just haven't been on here lately. So going through some stuff at the same time and just haven't been in that mood of being on my podcast. So I know that's not right, and that I need to, in order to go forward with something, you need to continue doing it regardless of what you're going through. But trust God and have faith in God that God will take you through it and deliver you as well. So my topic on this podcast speaking today was taken from lesson one, or part one, of the time traveler. I want to speak on the time traveler, share some of my points on it, and read some of the scriptures from time traveler. And before we can do that, let's say a prayer and give all our praises and our meditation and our hours and our minutes and our seconds to God in prayer. Father God, I want to come before you in the name of Jesus. Help me to go through this podcast, to speak of this podcast. Father, use my word to not only edify them, but edify myself as well. And Father God, I want to pray for all the ones that's in fear of this coronavirus as it go on in this year of March to 2020. Father God, and as we just went through the salmonella and all the other such the things, such a flu, H1N1 flu and swine flu, salmonella, Ebola. Father, you know, Father, because you know all things are in your hands. Father God, we know at this moment, at this year, Father, that we done lost some peoples over this coronavirus, and we done lost some peoples over the flu, some elders or some children, Father, and even over any other thing, we done lost some peoples. Father, you know what's best. And we want to say, use this word, Father, for your glory, Father. Use it to edify me, to speak to me, speak to my heart and my mind, so I may live the life that is pleasing to you. In your word, Father God, in your word speaks power, your word speaks anointing, your word speaks everything, Father. Father, use it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The meditation of my heart, the words of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. We said that prayer. We spoke to God. I want to say welcome you to my podcast. Welcome, 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 welcome. At the moment, it would not be any comments. It would be me speaking wholly on, I will be reading the greed, acknowledgement of this topic. And I'll be reading that, and I will be reading the scripture. Mainly the scripture that I read, it would not be taken from that. It will be taken You know what? I don't know, is Ephesians 5:15 through 16. Anyway, the topic is the time traveler. Okay. And I'll be going through some things, and I'll also be talking on the eternal plan, John chapter 1:1-5, and I'll be also throwing out Hebrews 4:12, 1 Corinthians 2:13. Oh, it's several scriptures that I'll be calling out. Okay, and not only that, in ahead of time, I'll be throwing out some definitions, some foreknowledges, prognosis, Isaiah 46:9-10. I'll be throwing out some scriptures and throwing out some points, Hebrews 6:18. So I'm just giving you a few of those, what I'll be calling out from lesson one, part one of the time traveler. So as we begin and as we go with the greed. The greed says, because my Father loves me, I will serve. You can read along with me if you want to. That's fine. I will serve my God just because he loves me first. I will not put any other God before him. I will worship him with my whole heart and soul. I will promote the word of God because it is the word of God. I will take a stand for what I know to be right based upon the word of God. I will stand united with my brothers and sisters just as Jesus stood for me. I will not be ashamed of my Lord and Savior. I will never forget that he sent his only son for me. I will not sacrifice integrity for popularity. I will promote the gospel, which is the good news, everywhere I go. And as I represent my Father, I will, even in adversity and in the face of opposition, stand firm for the furtherance of the gospel, which is the good news, and for my Heavenly Father. I will speak my faith. I will speak in love because of love itself. I will speak my health and my wealth, not my shortages. I will constantly seek the face of my Father and never forsake him. I will love my brother and sister in Christ. I will walk in the authority my Father has given me. And I will love just because he first loves me. Now, that was the greed. Now, the scripture to back that up is John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. My brothers and sisters, I want to say, welcome you, welcome, welcome, welcome to my podcast. To listen in on some of the time traveler that has been written. The first taken from time traveler is the eternal plan, the eternal strategy of God. Taken from King James Version, which is the KJV, John chapter 1:1-5, excuse me on that. In the beginning was the Word. I'm going to say that again. In the beginning was the Word. And that's all we had. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. For all those don't know what comprehended means on this podcast, it means understanding. For all those didn't understand comprehended means understanding. In the beginning, taken from the NLT, which is the New Living Translation, John chapter 1, 1 through 15. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything. Nothing exists that He didn't make. Life itself was in Him. And this life gives light to everyone. Then nobody was an exempt. The light was to everyone. The light shines through darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it or put it out. Now, let me give you my bag up on this. When all things began, the Word already was. Did you hear me? When all things began, and when all things was set, the Word was already was. And that Word was God and with God. Actually saying God was the Word. Amen. This scripture is repeated so rapidly that the revelation that will greatly affect our innermost being is missed, perhaps misunderstood. How can the Word at the beginning be in the past tense at creation? Somebody say, only God. I can't hear you saying it, but only God can bring something that's in the past tense to the present tense and make it exist and make it worldwide, make it popular, make it famous for peoples to read, for peoples to believe, for peoples to trust in, for peoples to not only trust in but stand on, is His Word. In His Word is the time. In His Word is hope. In His Word is trusting. In His Word is just for the unjust and for the just, for the righteous and for the unrighteous. It's in His Word. Before we answer this question, let's review the meaning of Word. W-O-R-D. In this context, it comes from the Greek word logos. Logos. It is defined as communication, explanation, explaining or relation, and instruction. It word, which is in parentheses, is a transmission or translated of thought in reverence, in honor to God's divine promise, doctrine, and our declarations. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the word W-O-R-D is interpreted as Jesus being the living Logos, or Rhema. The entire Bible is without question the written word Logos, W-O-R-D, Hebrews 4:12. Taken from the NRS, New Revised Standard Version, and also from the King James Version, KJV. It says this, indeed, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts, which is the mind, intentions of the heart, inside the spirit, which is the Spirit, and before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account or give an account. See what I'm saying? The word pierces, and it divides souls and spirits. It caused the soul to be, and the spirit to be convicted of its right or of its wrong. I'm going to say that again. The word, the logos, caused it to divide the soul and the spirit. It caused it to divide. It caused it to pierce the body. To be convinced, to be convicted, I mean convicted of wrong. And then it says here, it is able to judge the thoughts. Whatever goes on in our minds or whatever we thinking of that's not godly, it judges that. Whether it's wrong or right. But you know, if it's not God, it's not right. And intentions, whatever your intentions are of the heart, it judges that, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. And that's what we have to give an account of when it's wrong. Give an account or such as we pay for what we have done. If we don't pay for it before we, if we don't pay for it when we die, we'll pay for it before we die. And then if we don't, if we continue to do it, we'll continue to pay for it in the end. Amen. Welcome to my broadcast. 1 Corinthians 2:13. Without doubt, the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, who brings forth the revelation, is the broken logos, which is the W-O-R-D, word, in parentheses. International Standard Version, INSV. It says, we do not speak about these things in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, which is God. Remember in John chapter 1:1-5, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Remember, God was the Word, and the Word was with, was God. And they made it plain. It already tells you. The Word was with God, and the Word was what? God. So actually, God is the Logos. God is the Rhema. God is that power in the Word. Because He made the Word. That's right. Okay? But as it goes on to this one right here, it says, but in words taught by the Spirit, as we explain spiritual things to spiritual people. Now, let me back that up. God's divine plan was already spoken before. Abraham was created before the earth had formed. No matter how complex or how confusing it may be to comprehend the answer, God foreknew or already knew the significance of Jesus as the Word. He already knew. That's why Lucas got mad at him. Lucifer. That's why Lucifer got so mad at him, because he knew what Jesus' plan was going to be. He knew God was already had it in mind that Jesus was going to exist. And he did. And saved the world. And that's why he got kicked out of heaven, because he tried to make himself so mightier than God. Because he knew God had all this. That God was all that. In a bag of chips. God was all that. All that. God was awesome. Because God knew foreknew the significance of Jesus. And what that means is when God knew the significance, the importance of Jesus, he knew Jesus was going to come to pass because Jesus was himself. Uh-oh, I just told you the answer. Jesus was God. And that's why he knew it was going to come to pass. He said, yes, this is coming to pass. This is going to be accomplished. And so that's why I tell you, don't worry about this coronavirus or any other disease that's going around. Because if you are in Jesus, you are in God and God got you. That disease cannot stand a chance with the power of God. Okay? Stay in the Word. From the very beginning of time, God purposed or desired that his creation, man, would spend eternity with him. That was his plan, for man to stay with him, to bring him back home with him. But men got off on the wrong track and started enjoying the world more than they started enjoying God. And that's the wrong thing to do. You cause yourself to be more accountable for that. And then the more you start doing it, the more you start being accountable for it, the more you start getting into more trouble and the more things start coming down on you. And then when you leave here, you find yourself going straight down the road of hell. A place that God wasn't intended for you to go, but you went there anyway. Because you wouldn't turn around. So, and it goes on to say, it was his eternal plan. Regardless of any delays, setbacks, or attempts to nullify the end, God remained faithful to his determination. See, whatever plan that God's had, God stayed faithful to it, and he intends for us to stay faithful to that plan as well. But sometimes we get throws off track, even include myself. Amen. You can say, or we can say, that before Adam was created, our victory complete in parentheses was already decided. Amen. A failure was never in God's plan for man. And that's true. Failing every minute, every second, every hour was never in God's plan. It was for us to accomplish the thing that God put out for us to do. Since God freely gave man free will. Hello, free will to do what we want to do. His infinite wisdom pre-planned for human weaknesses. However, these weaknesses nor any attempt by any manner of darkness could flaw God's eternal plan. So these weaknesses nor any attempt by any manner of darkness could flow God's eternal plan. It will mess up God's plan. It will make it so confusing that God said, I didn't intend for this weakness. I didn't intend for man to give into his weakness. I was intended to give him more strength, which he do, to overcome his weaknesses. To accomplish my eternal plan. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to say this a little bit, and then we'll come back and finish on this lesson part one and lesson part two of Time Traveler. I'm going to say this a little bit, and then I'm going to end it. So I'm so sorry I have to cut the podcast short at this moment. And I will try to be sharing this on this Facebook or Instagram. And so people may hear, so tune in and listen. So as it goes on to say, according to verse 5, 1, in John 1, God set in order from the beginning, the darkness, no evil, no sickness, no trial, no test, no accusation, equal nothing, not a thing, could overcome the light that will be in watery place, his spirit through his son, the word, without his creation. You and me, he intended nothing to overcome us, but give us power and faithfulness to stand the trial and trust him and have hope in him that everything will be all right. So that's my time. I want to say thank you so much for joining into my podcast. This is Vincent McCullough. Used to say Minister Vincent McCullough. That would be nice. Or Reverend Vincent McCullough. I greatly appreciate that too. So anyway, my name is Vincent McCullough. On this podcast, I thank you for joining in with me. And I will be tuning back with you soon. I don't know what day or time, but I will be tuning back into this broadcast. Thank you. Welcome.